This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The city of Oshkosh is running out of liquor licenses. City manager Mark Roloff says they're down to their last two Class B licenses, and both are being applied for. A third group wants another one. Liquor licenses are renewed starting in mid-March. The Common Council is expected to discuss what to do. In the meantime, the city manager is not bringing any additional license requests to the Common Council right now. After a couple of frigid days, temperatures will slowly start to increase tomorrow, but not all that much. High should reach only into the teens by the weekend. Wind chill factors will make it feel a lot colder than that. The Oshkosh Public Museum is cutting back on their hours. As of this month, the museum is now open to the public Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 4:30 in the afternoon. Oshkosh teenager Brody Endley turned over a check for $6,700 yesterday to the Oshkosh Kids Foundation. Brody has raised nearly $20,000 over the years with his Christmas Lights for Charity display. Page 2, Thursday is going to be a big day in Oshkosh. Restaurant Week gets underway with 28 restaurants taking part. Some are offering lunch and dinner specials, others breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restaurant Week runs a total of 10 days. Special menus can be found online. Thursday is also the Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting. A number of awards will be given out. I'll have more on that on Thursday morning. And a number of businesses will be recognized for milestones, including 25 years for LifeFest, 75 years for RD&Eds, and 100 years for the Oshkosh Marine Supply. The League of Women Voters will have a debate between the three candidates for Winnebago County Circuit Court Judge. The forum is at City Hall coming up on January 31st. Challengers Lakeisha Hayes, Michael Rust, and Eric Haywood are expected to attend. The incumbent is not seeking re-election in that race. And Girl Scout cookies are back on sale starting tomorrow. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd play their annual school day matinee game tomorrow at the Oshkosh Arena. A full house is expected again as the Herd take on the College Park Skyhawks. Tip-off time is 11:30 in the morning. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.